Andy Schechter with EA Truth Radio and Eternal Affairs Media. Thank you for tuning in and helping to keep the truth online.
Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for the 7th of March, 2024. This week's topic is Super Tuesday and a very important announcement. Brought to you by EternalAffairsAndMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or premium.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Also, remember that through November of 2024, our listeners can use the discount coupon Trump2024 for one free month of our website's Truth Premium. You can sign up at premium.eamedia.online. Stop, as always, for a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, tonight we pray for this great nation of ours. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our leaders-to-be. We pray for all of those striving to run this country at every level. We pray they might see the light of your glory, Heavenly Father, and guide our nation back to where it belongs in your great arms. We pray in your heavenly name. Amen. Donors for the month are one-time donors Lisa, Sherry, and Edward. Current Truth Premium subscribers David, Bruce, Gary, Jeff, and patrons Dan and Chaplain Jim. And let's see. So a couple things. First of all, and I'll be announcing this a couple of times during the podcast. And of course, I wish we had more listeners. Unfortunately, tonight is the State of the Union, which everybody knows what the State of the Union is. It sucks. So I wouldn't be listening to it. Maybe I'll listen to some of it afterwards or look at the synopsis from a conservative source, like Conservative Treehouse or something. But anyway, I wish I had more listeners tonight. We have a good topic, and it is our final podcast. After 7 years of podcasts, over 300 podcasts, it kind of wears on you after a while. And it's time to move on. Now, maybe somebody else will take over. We don't know. Or have a different podcast come on from our great Eternal Affairs Media. But we'll see. But it's been a pleasure. It's been a wonderful trip. And I've enjoyed being with everybody. And if anything new should come along, we'll let you know, too. If you ever want to keep in touch, very easy. You can, if you're friends with me on Facebook or any of the other platforms, you can shoot me a message. Or you can find my contact information at my website, darkwatergameover.com. Feel free to send me an email through that platform, through that portal. So, sadly, I'm going to miss the State of the Union. That's sad. I can't watch Joe Biden. I honestly can't watch him as he talks. There's something so radically wrong with the man that it's... Yeah, you can see it. And you can see that he's a puppet with the strings being pulled. Maybe they put motors inside of him. I don't know. But he's going to cheat the election. We all know that. The big thing I saw the other day, and this one really torques me. You know how he bragged about how he's going to waive all the college tuition for the students. And then he won in 2020. Yay, we're going to get all our tuition waived. Well, now he's pushing. Oh, he's going to limit the credit card late fees. You're going to limit the credit card late fees to $8. I don't know if you heard that one. I want you to think about this. With all the lobbies that these credit card companies have, they would probably take him down. They would probably cut him right down before they let him do that. You wouldn't see him last 10 seconds. And the problem is that he would cave anyway. Plus, he doesn't care. He knows he can't push that through. As soon as he starts pushing that through, the conservatives, I mean, the Republicans would vote against it because they're all owned by the credit card companies. You know, but it's going to do it so he gets votes. That's how he's going to get votes. Oh, look, he's lowering the credit card interest. Oh, my God. Or the fees, rather. It's crazy. And after President Biden on Tuesday announced a strike force, got a strike force intended to combat unfair and illegal price hikes, also amid a two-year inflation spell. Experts wondered, how would it actually work? Would it actually work? According to White House fact sheet, the strike force would strengthen interagency efforts to root out and stop illegal corporate behavior that unfairly or fraudulently raises price on consumers. Can you imagine the flack he'd get for that? Can you imagine the flack the Democratic Party would get for that? I mean, goodness gracious me. Tuesday's statement added to the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission, the two agencies tasked with overseeing the segment, along with others, would focus on key sectors where corporations may be violating the law and keeping prices high, including prescription drugs, healthcare, food, grocery, housing, financial services, and more. Boy, that's a great way to get votes. But you know sure as heck you can't do anything about that. You know that for a fact. So we're going to talk a little about what happened Super Tuesday and what's going to happen coming up, which is going to be really cool. Let's maybe get an early promotion first if I can get this thing to work. I had all kinds of problems with this system here, so I'm going to let's give it a spin.
Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. And my employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Podcast Specials. There you're going to find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the new six-pack towel sets for only $29.98, bed sheets for as low as $24.98, and 50% off MyPillow 2.0.
All right. So, hi, Joanne. You made it. So all we did so far, Joanne, was talk about the Biden on Tuesday, the Super Tuesday. Biden was talking, and he had mentioned he's trying to limit credit card late fees to $8. It was amongst other things. This is his strike force to combat high prices. I say, you know, right there is a lie, because you know that these big corporations and these big financial companies, they're not going to go for that. They're going to go and they're going to just cut them down. They're going to take him out. He's going to be like you're going to see the strings just collapse. It's going to be crazy. But that's how he's going to get votes. Like he said, he was going to get rid of all the college tuition for these kids, and all these kids suddenly, you know, vote Biden. Bingo. There you go. Anyway, thanks for coming on with this, with the thing. I wish that he hadn't put his State of the Union tonight on my podcast night, because it's like my last podcast, and a lot of people aren't going to show up before because of that, but hopefully they'll come back to it. Anyway, so Super Tuesday, what happened? That's a big thing. We all knew, I mean, everybody knows that you know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump were going to be in it. I didn't expect, well, I sort of expected Nikki Haley to bail out. She won't endorse Trump, but she won't condemn him either at this point, which is good. But a couple of good things came out of it. The other thing that came out of it was on Super Tuesday, No Labels, the group No Labels, which is trying to run a third-party candidate for president. They're a weird group, but they're looking at running someone. We don't know who yet. So far, Nikki Haley and what's the other guy? Ron DeSantis and a couple others said they would not run on a third party. But there are some that are in there. I think you're going to see more Democrats than Republicans running, since it's an independent party. And the best thing that could happen, I'm really praying and hoping that they get a candidate in, because unlike getting a secondary candidate like Nikki Haley to run against Trump, or, you know, a third party candidate like the conservative third party candidate to run a libertarian, for instance, to run against them. There's No Labels. It's an interesting group. And yeah, he talked about it in his speech. There you go. So the interesting thing about this No Labels is that they could pull, they could easily pull maybe 5%, in some states, maybe 10% of the vote. Now, when you think about it, I would have to guess that if it's a group like No Labels, Republicans are not going to trust, even the Republicans that hate Trump are not going to trust that. Democrats see this old fart in the White House has fallen apart and ready to drop dead in his tracks. They're gonna vote for someone that's got more life to them. You know, in all honesty, they're gonna try to bring life back to the country, And you're going to see probably out of 10% vote, we have probably 7 or 8% are going to be taken away from the Democrats. So that's a good thing because that takes votes away from the Democrats and gives it back to Donald Trump. So I think that was a good thing that it was announced. They announced that Tuesday after the Super Tuesday results started coming in. So no labels is something to look at, definitely. Other thing was that Michelle Obama made some weird comments on Tuesday. I don't know if you saw that, but she made some kind of weird comments. She kind of said that the I'm going to stop for a minute. And Joanne says the Speaker of the House keeps shaking his head on what Biden is saying. Yeah, because it makes no sense. Nothing he says makes any sense. I'm going to have to look it up online and find some snippets. Anyway, Michelle Obama had said she's not going to run for president. But she also said something about that she would, if she had to, or if it came down to it, or push came to shove, that she would. I'm pretty much thinking that this is how it's going to play out, folks. This is my opinion, anyway. I think that Joe Biden will take the reins come the convention, and then the Democratic Party will declare him to be unfit. And they'll throw in someone, and that someone's probably going to be Michelle Obama. Because it's the Obama term. This is the third Obama term right now with the Joe Biden. You know, Barack O'Biden, like they call him. And I think that she's got. I think I'm debating who the Democrats could run that would really destroy them. If they put Kamala Harris in, Donald Trump has won by a landslide. But I think the same thing would happen with Michelle Obama, despite the fact that all the Democrats like her. I think that enough Democrats don't like her or don't trust her, and enough of the Republicans who might sway to either not coming out to vote or whatever because Trump's running, I think they'll just push the hell out of Trump. So I think that either if especially if No Labels comes in and tries to get involved, I mean that would be a definite win for Donald Trump. So it's going to be interesting, but Super Tuesday was kind of interesting. They're saying that there might be a very low turnout in all the future, primaries and caucuses. Obviously, we know who's winning. I mean, what's the point to going out to vote? And that's a problem for the down. There's a lot of congressional races and other races that are very important. So I hope people don't stay home just because there's no president to vote for. Most of the people too don't realize that you don't need to vote for the president when you're in your primary or caucus. What you need to vote for is your delegates, because you're looking at the delegates. Delegates actually place the vote. If you vote for delegates that don't like Donald Trump, then you're voting for No Labels, Nikki Haley, who knows. So, but now it doesn't matter because there's nobody really running. And the Democrat, that one guy that was running against the Biden for the Democrat, I can't remember his name now, but he dropped out too. You haven't heard that. So there's a lot going on. I've got a lot of great faith in the elections. I would love to be part of it. And I'm kind of disappointed in the party for not supporting me and for running for delegates. They don't understand what the delegate does. A delegate is one of the most important positions that you can vote for, because the delegate votes for the president. The delegate and the electors, and you don't vote for the electors. The state committees vote for the electors, so it's very important. And the party really let me down. They really did. And it's not that they despised me. It's not that they were. It's just that they're stupid. The party has gone to hell. It's a shame. I don't know what to do about it myself. I'm personally fed up with it. And that's one of the reasons why I was trying to find other ways to help with the election for Donald Trump. It's one of the reasons that I decided to terminate the podcast, because I've got time that I could be using trying to do other things to promotions and online activities that can help promote Donald Trump. We really need to push Donald Trump very, very heavily. No matter what you think of him, and no matter what you think of the Republican Party, that Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, none of them are anything compared to Donald Trump. We need to get Donald Trump in, whether you like him or you hate him or what, it doesn't matter, because he's the only answer to solving our problems. He'll stop the war. I mean, Donald Trump, I guarantee you, if Donald Trump gets back in, the war over in Israel will be over within 2 weeks. And, you know, then Ukraine will have to figure out what they're going to do because they're not going to get any money from us. You know, hell with them. So, yeah, Trump 2024, Joanne. Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a couple other things that are interesting. See, yeah, a lot of folks don't realize, and it's, I was following this up on this thing that Trump, that Joe Biden's trying to do, this great plan he's got for the strike force thing. All he's trying to do with this strike force is make money for his own projects. You know, in, next year, this $600 deal with the IRS is going to come into play. At least it's still, unless the Republicans, maybe if Trump gets in, maybe he'll get rid of that. It's ridiculous because now you can't sell a couch anymore. You know, this year it's not going into effect yet, but next year you won't be able to sell your camera. You won't be able to sell a couch, your old computer, because they're going to send out a 1099. And you're going to end up paying taxes on it for something that was used and junk and that you didn't make any money off. And you shouldn't be paying tax on it. Then you're going to have to hire a tax accountant to get the money back. It's going to hurt everybody. It's not going to just hurt the person selling. I want you to think about this. It's going to hurt us. Because right now, if you go, say, on eBay or Etsy or any of these other things, or even on Amazon, you can go do a search for something that you want. Oh, I want a XYZ. And you can find it. You'll find it used. You're seeing that less and less now, folks. A lot less. You're having a hard time finding things used on eBay and other platforms because the individuals don't want to risk getting dinged by the IRS. It's ridiculous. You know, yeah, and certain things cost, like Anna said, you know, certain things might cost more than $500. It's for a small business. I understand what the laws. I mean, my uncle was really cool. I love my great uncle Joe. He worked for the IRS, and that was kind of crazy. They want to report you. You want you to report it on your LLC. That's another thing that Joanne mentioned. And it's crazy. But you know, I always said that we really shouldn't tax anyone that makes less in a small business that makes less than $10,000 or $20,000, because that's chump change. You know, that's a year's worth of rent, and it's not a paycheck. It's encouraging small businesses and people to get into business. And once they've got that kind of money, let's say you make $20,000. Wow, hey, cool. Now I can afford to hire an accountant, maybe even an employee to help make these products or sell them. But you know, if you're below that, it's going to discourage people. It's going to make people lazy. It's not going to discourage people. It's going to hurt people. It really is. Yeah, it used to be 2,000. No, it used to be under 20,000. Anna says 2,000. It used to be $20,000. This year it's 10,000. You're supposed to, like my Uncle Joe said, did you report your sales tax? Did you report your tax? You're supposed to report every penny you make. You're supposed to report the nickel that somebody throws in the tin cup when you're playing your guitar on the street. But people don't, obviously. You're shirking the law, right? Yeah, 3 months worth of rent for 10. I was talking to $20,000, but I was talking on an average, Joanne. Joanne says it's 3 months of rent. That's for $10,000, absolutely. But I was talking to $20,000 original limit. It was, you know, for the average across the country is about a year's worth of rent, or a little bit less for the average. Not down in Florida. Down in Florida, they're a lot more expensive, Joanne. We're in New York or Los Angeles. But now, you know, here's what they want to do. This one really torques me. This one really pisses me off. So I buy a lot of Chinese crap because I don't like to support Americans, but because the Americans are lazy. The Americans are bums. The Americans don't build, buy, or sell stuff that I like to use, because I'm in science and astronomy and engineering. And it all comes from China. Because the Chinese are innovative in that way. They really are. But a lot of people are buying this, like this Temu, which I don't agree with. I won't use them, but there are a lot of people using it. There's other companies out there, or even direct sales from on eBay. What they want to do now is right now there's a limit. If you sell something, if you import something that's under $800, you don't have to pay import duties on that. So you can buy cheap stuff from China. You can buy things that are under $800. A lot of stuff under $800 you don't have to pay import duty on. Now, what's going to happen? What they want to do? Yeah, they what they want to do is start forcing companies and individuals to pay import duty on everything. So if you buy, you know, a 10-cent ink pen from China, you're going to pay import duty on it. And I mean, it's an exaggeration, obviously, but there's a lot of stuff people buy, $5, $10. I even buy some stuff that's $2 or $3 or $4 because you can't get them in the United States. Or what happens is we import them and then we want to make $20 or $30 an hour. So we import a 10-cent pen and we charge $10 for that same pen. Well, who am I going to buy it from? I'm going to buy it from China. You know, I don't care. If it's a close, not too far apart in price or whatever, or maybe I just don't want to, I want it to come in quicker, then I'll buy in the United States. But I want to be able to buy it from China or any place I want and be under that $800 limit. It's individuals. It's not businesses. You know, I can see if you have a business selling, importing stuff and selling it on eBay. There's a lot of businesses that do that, but they're already paying the import duties because they're buying it in quantity. But they're implementing all of this crap on us as individuals. That, and it's true. I mean, what they should do is change the laws, because he's got it right. They're losing money. Our government's losing money because they're not collecting. They weren't, the states weren't collecting sales tax because of the internet. The government wasn't collecting income tax because people are not reporting it when they sell stuff. I mean, I get it. I get it. But change the laws. Change the laws to be more friendly to the individuals. This is what they should be doing, not going against us, not choking us and strangling us around the waist like a boa constrictor to try to suck every penny out of us. That's the wrong thing to do. And I get it. Like I said, my Uncle Joe was crazy, and I don't know if you recall anything about it, but he would come down. He would get on my case about taxes. Did you send your sales taxes? How much stuff did you buy on the internet? Because this is before the taxes were taken out automatically from these companies that they steal the taxes from us. And I would look at him and snicker and go, "You got to pay those taxes. You know it's going to catch up to you." But this is the kind of people that are running our country. It's like that they're the laws, and the laws are wrong. That's the problem. Now, what's going to happen? I think that you're going to see a lot of blowback on this State of the Union, because I've seen some of the snippets of what he's talking about, and I'm going to try to look at it later. Maybe I hate to listen to this guy, but it's kind of nice when you can fast forward, but you watch it after the fact, just fast forward past the stuff you don't want to listen to, with lies and that kind of thing. But I think you're going to see a lot of blowback from it, because they're going to realize you suddenly realize that there comes a point where when you say enough of something and it's a big enough lie, like the economy's doing great, finally Biden saying it's not doing great, and we got to fix it. Well, what are you going to do to fix it, buddy? Everybody can see through this at this point. And I think that you're going to see a lot of Democrats wavering at the polls in the primaries. You're going to see them wavering in the fall. And if you look at the latest polls, Donald Trump is ahead in the polls even now. So, I mean, there's a really good chance that he's going to get in there and fix this country for us. So that was my take on Super Tuesday. Now, that was the real key. And like I said, everybody knew who was going to win. The question was, what was the reaction going to be from the different states? And seeing all the people that voted, none of the above undecided, when states that allow you to do that was impressive. Some of them hit up to 20% voting undecided in the Democratic primaries and caucuses. That's really high. I've never seen that happen before. So that's a good sign for us. And we're going to trudge along. Like I said, now I think we have the same people on tonight. I don't see anybody else that came in on the live. On the live studio, just a reminder that this is my last podcast. I am going to relax, take a break. I'm going to get more involved in the political end, and things will be coming up. I'm going to look at it, Joanne. I promise you, definitely. And thank you, Marilyn. Thank you so much. But I definitely am going to keep involved in the campaign. And just a reminder that if anyone wants to reach out to me, either on Facebook or other platforms, you can find me. Or you can go to darkwatergameover.com, my website, send me a message. We'll keep you informed on what's going on, the latest things going on with Eternal Affairs Media, latest things going on with you know, anything that we're doing to as far as other shows or anything else that might come up. And again, I'm still doing the interviews. Interviews are really great if you search for them. Eternal Affairs Media, just search them. They're on all the platforms, and we do interviews with all kinds of great people, veterans on patrol. That's a really good one. You got to see the folks that are down at the border that are trying to save some of those kids that are coming across from being trafficked and that sort of thing. A lot of great shows we do, a lot of great interviews. So do keep searching that out. Keep in touch, folks, and we'll take this one step at a time. But stay involved and stay involved with the politics coming up. Stay involved with the elections coming up. Get your friends involved. And one of the things that you want to do is try to reach out to people that are teetering or have been watching too much of the mainstream media. I watch some of this stuff on the mainstream, and you know what's funny? If you watch it, you can get the gist of what they're saying. They will say something that will be so negative or so, you know, like they so bad about Trump. If Trump does something really great, they'll say something really bad. But the way they say it, if you look through the wording, they're actually saying the truth. That's the funny thing. And you got to get some of your friends. And thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn says that listening to my podcast for the last few years has meant a lot to you. We'll keep in touch, and we'll keep you in a loop because I don't know what's going to happen yet. But I like getting into groups. Maybe we'll have some group chats or do a Zoom thing. I don't know. We're going to work things out, and I'll be passing that on, not through the Eternal Affairs Media, most likely, but just something on the side as the election comes up and maybe as a routine. I don't know. I'm keeping my mind open. But right now I need a break. I need time to think and to finish my book that I'm writing, which is just about done. So that's going to be a big one. I got the fair coming up in the fall, but we'll keep in a loop. Like I said, don't lose touch, Marilyn and Joanne, anybody else that's listening to after the fact to this podcast. It's going to be exciting. There's some exciting times coming up, and I'm going to be involved in it for sure. And like I said, I just the podcast just had to stop. So I'm just getting too burned out from it right now. But I really enjoyed being on the podcast all these years too. It's 7 years now, I guess, almost 300 podcasts. That does take its toll on you after a while. But we will keep in touch, and I thank you. My wonderful listeners, and for those who are listening to this after the fact, well, I really appreciate all the support, and it's been a great, especially going through, for those of you who were through it in 2020 and during the pandemic, it meant a lot to me as well, because it was social interaction that I wasn't getting because of the situation going on, and I'm sure a lot of you folks had the same situation as well. So it's been a wonderful trip, and you never know what's going to happen in the future. We'll just keep everything open. Just keep in touch, and we'll see where the wind blows. Like I said, I follow God's path, and right now God is telling me that I got to take a side track. So I never ever go against what God comes to me and says. There you go. Thank you, Joanne. Joanne's appreciative as well, and God bless you too, Joanne. So we're gonna keep it to time right now, because I'm pretty much burned out from the night too. We had a lot going on around here. We had some crazy weather. It's been raining a lot and flooding and all kinds of stuff's going on. Winds. We had trees come down, and boy, I'll tell you, crazy winter. We have very little snow though up here, but. So there's a lot been going on, and the one time I was running the podcast, and a tree limb went flying across the yard. So it's been exciting times. I kept the podcast going though; I didn't stop. And I'm really appreciative too that when we had the podcast and we had some issues with the Podbean or whatever, that you followed me and came back, and it really shows some dedication to the commitment and. I'm glad I made a difference. I'm glad I did this for the past 7 years. And I want to say God bless you to everyone. This is going to be a final sign out. I'm going to say good evening. I'm going to wish everybody a pleasant future. Keep in touch. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from me again. God bless every one of you. Thanks again for all your support over the last 7 years. Take care now. And this is Andy Schechter with Politically Incorrect, signing off. God bless every one of you.